turns out the economy's doing a little better than we thought. From APM in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Greece and its endless troubles are on investors' minds today. EU leaders are meeting in the hopes of finding a way out of the Greek debt crisis. We've also got fresh data today giving us the latest big-picture look at the U.S. economy. Let's talk about what it all adds up to with David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
We have new numbers this morning showing GDP shrinking by 0.2% in the first quarter. That is not as bad as earlier reports. In any case, that was then. Well, what's the outlook for going forward?
Well, that's the point. It was a weak first quarter. I think that negative 0.2% probably overstates the weakness. But it looks like the economy is bouncing back very strongly in the spring. We've seen the highest light vehicle sales in over 10 years. The housing market is bouncing back. So I think we could do about 3% growth in the second quarter and make this a rather bad memory.
We'll try. And now let's look overseas. European leaders are meeting about fixing Greece's economic problems right now. But you're taking a broader look and seeing some bright spots over there. Explain what's going on.
Clearly, Greece is still trying to come up with a deal with its creditors. I mean, to be honest, everybody needs a deal. Everybody wants a deal. But there are still far more things that could go wrong than could go right to get to a deal. So that's a close call. But more broadly, the European economy is doing a lot better. There's an index called the Purchasing Manager Index for both goods and services, and a number came out yesterday for the whole Eurozone, which was at its strongest level since early 2011. And that's indicative of a European economy that's finally waking up. So, you know, beneath the Greek cloud, there's actually a lot of things growing in Europe right now. So we're quite optimistic about Europe.
David Kelly with J.P. Morgan Funds. Thanks very much.
Anytime.
And while those politicians and bankers try to work on Greece's problems, ordinary Greeks have to deal with the reality on the ground. This week, our series Greeks in Crisis looks at how they're doing. Today, we visit an Athens car dealer and find something unexpected. Even with the economic turmoil, sales of luxury cars are way up, 20% since the spring. Marketplace's Stephen Beard explains.
For car dealer Andreas Basilopoulos, there are some surprising signs of life at his used luxury car showroom in Athens.
If you see inside, the interior is in perfect condition, original leather, it's automatic, very nice condition.
Cars like this 20-year-old Porsche 911, priced at $60,000, have been selling not exactly like hot cakes, but far more briskly than before.
The last 3 years, we were selling about 10 to 15 cars.
A month?
Per month, yeah. Now it's double, I think.
Basilopoulos has had a boost from an unexpected quarter from the widespread fear of financial collapse.
We had a lot of customers. They're afraid to lose their money in the bank, and they're buying luxury cars just to save their money.
So they were taking the money out of the bank and buying luxury cars?
Yes.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, of course.
Not, according to Nikos Mertakis, editor of the Greek edition of Car Driver magazine, since none of these used luxury cars is a collector's item.
I don't think that this is an investment.
It is a depreciating asset. It's going to go down.
Of course, of course.
But many here do believe that a car will hold its value better than cash left in the bank, where it might be converted into drachmas if Greece is booted out of the Eurozone. Andreas Basilopoulos says his used BMWs, Mercedes and Porsches are a realizable asset.
If you want to sell the car, you cannot sell it here. It's very easy to sell it to Germany.
That's right. It's now much cheaper for Germans to buy a used German car in recession-hit Greece than in Germany, the topsy-turvy world of Greekonomics. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Something called the Highway Trust Fund helps pay for the roads that bring folks to work. And it's going to be dead broke in about a month. This afternoon, Congress is looking at an idea to fix it. It involves a tax holiday for corporate profits currently stashed overseas. Lawmakers want to get that money back to the U.S. and use taxes on it to pay for roads and bridges. Tim Fitzsimmons reports from Washington.
18 cents. That's how much you pay the Highway Trust Fund for each gallon of gas you put into your car. The problem is, it's the exact same amount you paid back in 1993, the last year it was raised. And as you know, 18 cents buys a lot less today than it did then.
For some reason, the gas tax is politically toxic in Washington.
Rob Puentes is senior fellow at the Brookings Metropolitan Policy Program. He says that might be because states have their own gas taxes, and a bunch of those were hiked just in the past year. That's why the idea of having a holiday to lure foreign earnings back has emerged as the most likely option.
That's a temporary fix.
Jim Burnley was transportation secretary under Ronald Reagan. He says two federal commissions tasked with fixing the fund's broken revenue stream have proposed a permanent fix, a vehicle miles traveled tax.
You tax based on how many miles a vehicle is driven each year.
That, he says, is a good fix in a time of increasingly fuel-efficient cars, if they use fuel at all. But it's a fix that isn't being entertained by Congress. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
And finally, there's an unusual new entry in the increasingly crowded car-sharing business. It's not an upstart tech firm like Zipcar, Uber, or Lyft, but rather one of the first car companies ever, Ford. Automakers are wary of car-sharing because they're in the business of car-making. Now, Ford is trying to have it both ways, launching a pilot program that'll make it easier for Ford owners to rent out their cars. It'll start in six U.S. cities and London. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.